This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Within days of calling his first disciples, Jesus attended a wedding. While there, he performed his first miracle, that of changing water into wine. Jesus, the Word made flesh, the one declared by the Father to be his beloved Son, now shows his creative powers. C.S. Lewis, the Christian apologist, wrote, "This miracle proclaims that the God of all wine is present. The vine is one of the blessings sent by Yahweh. Every year, as part of the natural order, God makes wine. He does so by creating a vegetable organism that can turn water, soil, and sunlight into a juice, which will, under proper conditions, become wine. Thus, in a certain sense, he constantly turns water into wine. For wine, like all drinks, is but water modified. Once, and in one year only, God, now incarnate, short-circuits the process, makes wine in a moment, uses earthenware jars instead of vegetable fibers to hold the water. The disciples saw the glory of God in this miracle and believed in Jesus as the Messiah. As eyewitnesses, they told this story to others so that many who did not witness the miracle would also believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing have life in his name. We continue to tell the story of Jesus Christ each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. when we gather at Trinity Lutheran Church at God's gracious invitation. Not only do we hear the stories, but we are given the assurance that our Lord Jesus died and rose again to purify us from sin and eternal death. Join us to receive the comfort of knowing your sins are forgiven. May our Lord grant you faith to see Christ Jesus in his glory and to believe in him. Amen.